This is Melissa Patrick for WKLM and the West Holmes School Report. And today I am chatting with Mitch Neese, who is in charge of the building maintenance at the West Holmes Schools. And welcome, Mitch, to our school report.
Good morning.
And so you have a big job. Currently there are 6 schools in the district, and that's a lot to take care of. What are some of the, you know, maintenance basics that you have to do to keep 6 schools up and running for a whole school year?
Well, you have to make a list of preventive maintenance, things that need done like quarterly, you know, each year, each 6 months, like with fire inspections, hood cleaning, hood inspections for the kitchens. So you have to keep up with that. But then the daily thing of, like, when things break and you're at one building, say you're in Kilbuck and they call you for Millersburg, it gets interesting. I mean, it keeps me and Dan's my other maintenance person, Dan Hendershot, and keeps us hopping sometimes. So
it's just the two of you that are fixing things and taking care of things and keeping the buildings going.
Yeah, I mean, the custodians do what they can. I mean, we have a couple that do a lot, and then there's some that's, you know, they're just not trained for it. So,
and you know, while you have the students who aren't there all year round, you guys have a year-round job.
Oh yeah, summertime is probably our busiest time when they're not there, because there's so much that we can't do while they're in school. So we call it permanent improvement list that we do through the summer. And I send a thing out like right after or right before Thanksgiving, and then ask for them to have their list into me by Christmas. So during their Christmas break, we're still working. I go through the buildings, try to look at their list to see what's really important, what's not, you know, and then have to get all the vendors' quotes and things for the bigger things that we can't do, and try to get it ready by summer.
And so we're closing in to the point, you know, they have the K-5 building that is getting ready to be built. So that is going to cut your building number in half. I'm sure you're kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, and plus newer things, because a lot of these buildings, there's just, you can only put so many Band-Aids on. And the newer plumbing and everything like that will be nice to not have to worry about as bad. Being at one location will be nice too, instead of running all over west part of Holmes County. And it'll be nice. And I think it'd be nice for the kids, you know, to have a nice environment to learn in too.
There's only so much duct tape that'll hold those pipes together.
Yeah, I mean, we keep a lot on hand, so.
And so you did mention having the newer things, and we all love old and we hate to see old go, but when you're looking at having as many kids as West Holmes has and the amount of work that you guys have to do, and just like every other business service, it's hard to get people to come in and do the job. So that's why there's just a small number of you guys.
Yeah, it's fun to, like I say, sometimes some days are hectic and other days are, like, you know, not so bad, I guess you would say.
And with Christmas break, you talk about how you're trying to do things while they're not there. Is it also kind of a concern not having the kids there with potential for colder temperatures? Do you guys kind of worry about winter things, or does that kind of help because you don't have to necessarily make sure everything's clean and pristine with the snow and stuff like that?
Well, we do have building automation system in all of our buildings. So I get alarms, like if a temperature's out of range or a cooler or a freezer. So those things I don't worry about so much, but it's like we've had, well, Millersburg a couple times since I've been here, a water line break while there's nobody there. And that's a big mess to come into. And it's, you know, there again, you're working with old pipes that you just don't know what you got until it breaks.
So you guys are doing the best that you can, you know, as they build the new school.
Yeah, like I say, the being at one location would be really nice too.
Yeah, if they need you at the elementary, just doot 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 across the parking lot.
Yes.
So that'll definitely be a big positive on the maintenance square. And is there anything else looking in your world that you'd like anybody to know or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, while I'm talking, I would like to thank the custodians because I think they do a really good job because they're there when nobody else is there also. It's not just maintenance. They have things that they do Christmas break, like doing different floors. And then through the summer, they're cleaning, waxing, stripping floors. It's just, they're really good to have. I mean, have a good bunch of custodians to keep the buildings up. So
they clean up after you guys fix it up.
Yeah. We try to, but a lot of times they'll say, hey, we got that. So
that's great. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and, you know, letting people know the behind the scenes. You know, we always talk about what's going on right up front that everybody sees, but maintenance is one of those things everybody expects to be done and doesn't know who's behind the work or what they're doing.
Yeah. It's, like I say, it's interesting some days.
Well, thank you so much for joining with us. That was Mitch Neese, the maintenance supervisor for West Holmes Schools. For the West Holmes School Report and for WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick.